Welcome back to Time for Nach, Megillas Esther. We are up to Perek Beis. Achashverosh is now upset. He's pining for a new queen, and he takes the advice from the Narei HaMelech, the youthful ones. Sounds like the older advisors were afraid they'd be killed. Achashverosh's melancholy was not something easy to live with. They run away. The youthful advisors say something particularly ridiculous, and that is, don't go for a queen who is full of yichus. You know, don't go for a queen who is a great person, who will be a tribute to the king, who will justify the king's rule. Go for a queen who's physically beautiful. And that's what they do. That's why Achashverosh says, unbelievable. He says, great advice. He has a beauty pageant, effectively. They all come, they immerse themselves with oil over 6 months in a certain process, led by Haggai. And then they go to the king. They go to the king for one evening each. Esther, despite all of that, despite not wanting to do this, she was actually in hiding. She was found. According to Targum Sheni, she was 75, by the way. Interesting. But she was chosen. There is a banquet in honor of this royal wedding. But meanwhile, Esther doesn't reveal where she's from. Doesn't say what nationality she's from. Why is that? Mordechai received an instruction through Ruach HaKodesh not to reveal the nation of origin. Now, by the way, there's a machlokes. There's two different reasons for this. Some people say the logic was, or Mordechai thought the logic, was that, look, if she's being chosen as queen, she's gonna be needed for something. She's going to be needed for something. If I reveal that she's Jewish, maybe she won't, or she reveals she's Jewish, she won't become queen. It's one. And number two is actually the opposite, that Mordechai didn't want her to become queen, and if she revealed who she was, given that she's descended from royalty, Jewish people, you know, and particularly, you know, certain members of Jewish people, she would definitely be chosen as queen. She'd be less likely to be chosen as queen if she doesn't reveal her identity. So two different ideas, totally different, Machlokes team Rashi and the Ibn Ezra. Either way, we have a banquet, and then we have Mordechai overhearing Bigson and Teresh. Now, Bigson and Teresh are the royal butlers. What happens is like this: they are totally annoyed. The king is now drinking constantly through the night. He's ordering them to pour his drinks. They can't sleep. They have no life. Therefore, they decide they're going to assassinate him. Mordechai overhears this. Mordechai tells it to Esther. Esther has it told to the king. Or she tells the king directly. Now she says it in Mordechai's name, which is crucial to the whole story, as we're going to find out later, of course. The Gemara says that anyone who is Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, if you attribute your statement to someone from whom you heard it, then maybe Gula L'Olam, you'll bring redemption to the world, as we see over here. Anyway, Bigson and Teresh found out. Mordechai understood that they were talking in a different language. He understood that. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, and they are killed at the end of this Perek. That's Perek Beis. Sounds quite innocuous so far, but the action is coming in Perek Gimel.